Hello, I'm Andrew Tucker and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Governments and city halls around the world have responded to the economic crisis brought about by the coronavirus pandemic in different ways. Some have distributed generous aid packages, others deferred monthly rent or mortgage payments. Still others have employed a little creativity. Monocle's Alexei Korolyov brings us a tale of two cities that he calls home, Vienna and Moscow. While both are inspired, their responses could not have been more different. A free meal and a lottery.
Unsolicited junk mail is a fact of life. Is it any wonder some people don't bother to check their mail anymore? But let me tell you this, last week, everyone here in Vienna was waiting for the postman. I know I was. That's because back in spring, Vienna Mayor Michael Ludwig made a promise. Here it is, straight from the horse's mouth.
Alle Haushalte werden einen Gutschein bekommen. Ein-Personen-Haushalte um 25 Euro, Mehr-Personen-Haushalte um 50 Euro.
When this is all over, he says, every household in the city will get a voucher worth 25 or 50 euros, depending on the size of the household, to be spent in a restaurant or cafe of one's choice, no strings attached. Human nature being what it is, this created far more excitement than any financial support package. Well, I guess that's understandable. Financial support package sounds like an abstraction, but a free meal is a free meal. And so last Tuesday, the vouchers finally began to arrive. And human nature being what it is, some people had a party that same night, I know I did, and some people started fishing through other people's letterboxes. Oh well, it could be worse. At least the Vienna government is doing this out of the goodness of its heart. Have a schnitzel, have a coffee, have a glass of wine. It's on us. Compare and contrast with the approach taken by my home city, Moscow. For the past 5 days, Muscovites, along with the rest of the country, have been voting in a referendum on constitutional reforms that could allow Vladimir Putin to be president for life. There is, of course, no doubt about its outcome. But in order to create an impression of widespread support for the move, the Kremlin needed a big turnout. So what do? They scrap lockdown restrictions, hold a costly and meaningless military parade in Red Square, and offer prizes to people who turn out for the vote. The city of Moscow has gone one better. It is handing out money vouchers in a sort of twisted version of the Devil's Pact. You sell your soul, but you get a new TV. All of this, of course, is being done in the spirit of helping a poverty-stricken population. And the population is rejoicing. Hooray! Oh well, it could be worse. I mean, Putin could have just said, I'm a dictator. Deal with it. Apart from being the cause of a tragic and unnecessary loss of life, the coronavirus pandemic has also been a remarkably instructive experiment in human nature. And on the evidence of these two examples, we are not doing very well. For Monocle, I'm Alexei Korolev.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Alexei Korolev for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck, goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.